Hello, my name is Lisa Harvey and I'm the brand ambassador for Court Garden, here to tell you all about our Sparkling Rosé 2014. In case you haven't yet heard the About Producer podcast above, just to summarise, we are a single estate, family-run vineyard and winery with 7 hectares or 17 acres of vines on the historic site of Court Garden Farm in the heart of Ditchling Village in East Sussex. Just like a grower champagne house, Court Garden is an artisan producer. All our grapes are grown and all of our wines produced on one site, which ensures we have complete control over quality and can produce handcrafted sparkling and still wines, which are a true expression of our unique English terroir. All our national and international award-winning sparkling wines are made in the traditional champagne method, so only use champagne grapes, and they are all vintages, so reflect the individuality of each year's harvest. Although we use the same method as champagne, all our wines made by Hugo Corney, the winemaker, have a distinctive English signature style, characterised by their fresh, vibrant, fruit-forward aromas and flavours, and in the case of our sparkling wines, underpinned by autolytic brioche characteristics from long lees agings in our cellars. Our sparkling rosé consists of 65% Pinot Noir and 35% Pinot Meunier, so only black grapes are used, as in the case of a Blanc de Noir. It's brut or dry in style, with residual sugar levels or dosage of 10 grams per litre to balance both the acidity and sweetness. All sparkling wines and champagnes must be below 12 grams per litre to be called brut. We disgorge all sparkling wine bottles to demand in small batches, so our remaining 2014 bottles will have aged in the cellars for 5 years, lending an extra richness, intensity and complexity to the palate. With regards to this particular 2014 vintage, we have used the Taché method of producing sparkling rosé. This is the method used to make the majority of rosé champagnes, which involves separately vinifying Pinot Noir red wine and then adding a percentage at the liqueur de tirage stage to achieve consistency of colour and quality. Liqueur de tirage is the liquid solution of yeast, wine and sugar that is added to the still base wine in order to initiate secondary fermentation in bottle. After being hand-harvested, the Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier grapes for our sparkling rosé are separately and swiftly whole-bunch pressed. The first and purest cuvée juice is extracted and fermented in temperature-controlled stainless steel tanks to extract maximum fruit and aromatics. We use a neutral champagne yeast for all our sparkling wines to ensure the English fruit character of the grapes is clearly expressed. With respect to appearance and tasting, the sparkling rosé has a beautiful pale peach hue, a persistent creamy mousse and continuous stream of small bubbles. The smaller and more consistent the bubbles, the better the quality in the case for all sparkling wines. There's a well-defined nose of red berry fruits of raspberry, red currant, pomegranate and dried cranberries which equally pervade on the palate. There's an extra Moorish savoury quality as well from the Pinot Noir and refined elegance from the Pinot Meunier, enhanced by a toasted hazelnut, autolytic and croissanty character from those 5 years of lees ageing. This is a multi-layered, complex wine with good weight, textured mouthfeel and a satisfying, lingering finish. In my opinion, our sparkling rosé is just perfect for drinking on its own at any time of the year, but of course even better if enjoyed al fresco on a hot summer's day. It's also extremely versatile when pairing with food. Superb as smoked fish, it's an ideal match for smoked salmon of course, but also smoked trout, char-grilled mackerel and red mullet. The savouriness also blends well with duck pâtés, pork tureens and charcuteries such as Parma and Iberica ham. One of our Michelin-starred restaurants also pairs it with rhubarb soufflé, which is simply sublime. I really hope you enjoy our Sparkling Rosé 2014 as much as I do. It's a particular favourite not only for its quality, but also its stunning pale rosé appearance which sings of summer. Our 2014 vintage is in short supply as we are already selling our 2015 bottles, so Davies Wine Cellars is one of the few places you can still buy it. Be quick before stocks run out, and sante!